All right, it's time for an Insight program, and we're joined in studio by Dr. Travis Swartz with Tri-County Healthcare. Dr. Swartz, first of all, thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Thanks for having me out here. Appreciate it.
Last time we chatted with you was maybe back in March. We talked colonoscopies. We're going to do it again.
Hey, it's a great topic to talk about, and I highly encourage everybody to get theirs done when appropriate. So
let's start with the basics, I guess. Just can you explain, maybe there's some folks out there who don't know exactly what is a colonoscopy?
Yeah, absolutely. So in general, what a colonoscopy is it's a minor outpatient procedure where we take a look at the inside of your colon, basically. A reason for doing that is because colon cancer is, you know, up there, one of the top three, I believe, still causes of death in the United States from cancer. And it's a minimal risk, simple procedure that can be done to significantly lower that. So,
how important are they? I mean, obviously you hinted number three cause of cancer.
Yeah.
It's huge, right?
It is huge. It's really important for people to come in and get this done. Like I said, it's a minor procedure, you know, it's a minor inconvenience, you know, if you're low risk and have a normal colonoscopy, it's once every 10 years, you
right.
know, so it's not like this is something you got to do every month.
Mm-hmm.
And to hopefully prevent, you know, developing colon cancer down the road, it's important. So
you mentioned if you're low risk, maybe once every 10 years, who is at risk for colon cancer?
I mean, everybody. You got a colon, you're at risk for getting colon cancer. I mean, obviously the younger you are, the lower that risk is. But you know, the American Cancer Society has actually just came out and we've lowered the age for when you should start screening. It used to be 50 years of age, as those would be considered the people that would start having a jump in risk. It's now down to 45 because we are seeing it in younger and younger populations. So, you know, basically 45 and older is recommended when you start your screening. You know, if you've got a strong family history of colon cancer, I recommend you get in and talk to your provider if you're younger than 45 to see if you'd be appropriate for you to start even sooner. Other people, you know, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, those are all other factors that put people at a higher risk of colon cancer. So
how does then a colonoscopy help then in the prevention of these cancers?
Well, first of all, we get to look. I can physically see on a monitor, mm-hmm. As I'm going through the colon, the entire colon wall. So I can look and see if there is anything that looks abnormal. If we do find something, we can biopsy it to get a diagnosis to make sure that we're getting you the best treatment possible. And if it's small enough, you know, or an early stage polyp and things like that, I can even remove it and get rid of it. So then it's gone.
Right.
And then that definitely lowers the risk as well of, you know, of it turning into a cancer if it's not there.
Right. You mentioned yourself as someone who does this procedure. What does that team look like? Who performs the colonoscopies at Tri-County?
So at Tri-County here, there's three of us. We're all general surgeons. It's myself, Dr. Munson, and Dr. Close. And we do these procedures numerous times a day. But we also have our anesthesia team because we do, you know, make it really sleepy and comfortable so we can get the procedure done in the easiest way possible and the most comfortable way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an excellent staff as well, from our nursing staff to our techs and everything. They really take great care of our patients, getting them ready, making sure they have all their questions answered, and just making them feel as comfortable as they can going through this procedure. So
that's a good lead-in to the next question. Just kind of the overall experience expectation for a patient. Like, what's involved in the prep? How long is this whole thing going to take? What can someone expect throughout this entire process?
Yeah, the prep's the worst part,
yeah.
As I tell a lot of people. It's a high volume, you know, prep. It doesn't taste very good. Right now, there's a little bit of a shortage in certain types of preps, so we've had to try to use what we can that's available for the time being. But a lot of time, it's a high volume prep. You drink it,
mm-hmm.
try to get it down, you know, the night before, starting usually about 5 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take anywhere up to, most people take up to about, you know, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night to get it down.
Sure.
A little bit of some stool softeners to just make things pass a little bit easier and just really try to get you cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, you spend a fair amount of time on the toilet over the evening, but
right.
to expect it after to get things cleaned out enough so you can see, or so I can see. Right, I guess. Right. And then you come in the morning. You know, we get you back to a private room, get you all set up, get you changed. Everybody kind of comes and talks to you, let you know what's going on, wheel you back. You're asleep for the procedure, and then we do it, and you get back to the room, we get you something to eat, and go home. I mean, all in all, I think people are probably in the hospital the day of the procedure, maybe about 3 hours,
okay,
depending on how things go. And, you know, my part of it is about roughly half an hour, 45 minutes.
Sure.
So,
are people taking a day off of work to do this?
Usually one day. Okay. Usually you do have to take one day because we do make – or we do provide that anesthesia so that you're comfortable during the procedure, and mm-hmm. people can be a little bit groggy and things like that afterwards. So we encourage you, if you can, to take the day off of work. You don't usually have to the day before, assuming that you work during the day, so that when you get home from work, you can start your prep, and then you got the one day for the procedure, and then should be good to go the next day.
Is this something that is going to hurt? I mean, you mentioned the anesthesia.
You know, if you were to do this awake without any medication, mm-hmm. It'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of like that kind of that gassy, bloaty sensation that you get with pressure. I mean, pain, it's not like somebody's walking around, you know, stabbing you with a knife, but it is an uncomfortable pressure. And that's why we provide that sedation so sure. that patients don't experience it.
You mentioned maybe once every 10 years for people who are at low risk. Is that the norm? Is it every five? Kind of what is that range?
Yeah, so that is more along the lines of the norm. So a low risk patient would be somebody who doesn't have a family history of colon cancer and who has had a normal colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
The variation in the time frame, I mean, it can be 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. It all kind of depends on each individual situation. You know, sure. have they had polyps? What is their family history like? And we try to go through all that with each patient to determine what is the best follow-up and treatment plan for them. So,
how about someone who is on medications? Is this something they're going to need to stop before having this procedure?
You know, most of the time we encourage you to touch base with your primary care doctor to make that decision. I know a lot of times medications we don't hold a lot of, especially the important ones. The only ones that we really kind of focus on are patients who are taking blood thinners. Okay. And that's just because if we do find something that we need to remove or biopsy, we don't want to cause any problems by, you know, excess bleeding and things like that. So we try to focus a little bit on that one. But a lot of the other medications, we just make some minor adjustments to when you take them or what dose you take them on. You know, like people with diabetes, we make some minor adjustments because they're really not having anything to eat or drink, you know, the night before or the mm-hmm. morning of. So we do make some minor adjustments there. So
you mentioned maybe some of the caveats, but are most, if not all, colonoscopies, I guess for lack of a better way of asking this, are they all kind of equal? Is it pretty much going to be the same thing for everybody when they go in?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, there's always some adjustments, again, you know, depending on what medications people are taking, the prep that's available.
Right.
Like I said, you know, we've run into, unfortunately, some shortages and whatnot with different options, and so we've kind of had to
right.
use what we can.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you can pretty much count on a consistent flow.
Sure. What are the advantages? You're at Tri-County Healthcare. What are the advantages of using TCHC in this instance?
Well, I've worked at a couple other institutions and some bigger ones, and one of the really nice things about here is you really get that patient-focused, you know, mentality where,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can get in quick. Any of your questions that you have, you usually get directed right to our endoscopy team who know what's going on, who've been through it. The really nice thing here is you get those private rooms that you get to go into and get ready, and you even go back after the procedure right to that same room. So if you have family members that are waiting, they don't even have to leave the room.
Right.
You know, which is really, really nice. And then our staff. I mean, I can't say enough about our staff. They're one of the better ones that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And,
yeah.
And that's a big help, not only for myself and for the rest of my team, but also for our patients. So.
Colonoscopies obviously used to identify the risk of colon cancer, but is there anything else that this procedure can help identify?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the main one. And then when we talk about screening colonoscopies, that's what we're looking for. You
sure.
know, we're doing it to hopefully look for any polyps to get them before they turn into a cancer and look for any colon cancers. But, you know, somebody who's got chronic diarrhea or chronic abdominal pain, or even people who notice just a little bit of blood in their stools, you know, to really get a good idea and a look as far as what's going on internally in the colon, it's a great procedure and a great study and test to do.
So what ends up happening then if you find something? You've said the word polyp. What's the polyp? I mean, what's the next step?
Yeah, polyp's a growth. I mean, it's a growth in the colon, and it's, you know, mutated cells, and that's, you know, the longer mutated cells are there and able to mutate and grow, the higher the risk of turning into a cancer. You know, similarly, like if you think about a mole, you know, most moles are benign, meaning that they're not cancerous. But if you let it grow and let it fester enough and don't have somebody looking at it, there's always the risk that it could turn into something.
Sure.
And so that's a similar way with polyps. And so by going in with the colonoscopy, we can get rid of them. And, right. and they're gone. So the risk of them turning into the colon cancer is almost zero, you know. And that's really the main benefit and able to get those out beforehand. And, you know, most of the time, when you're able to do that starting at the recommended ages, you can get to things before they hopefully turn into something bad. So,
what's the message you give patients, or you would want to make sure you get out right now for those who are nervous about the prep, because that is kind of a process.
It is bad.
Or just the procedure in and of itself. Someone who's maybe apprehensive in any way, shape, or form in any of this process, what's the message you give out to your patients? What's the message here that's really worthwhile getting out?
I mean, the first thing I would do is, if you have any questions, give us a call. Yeah. You know, I mean, give us a call. You know, myself, Dr. Close, Dr. Munson, even your primary care provider would be more than happy to answer any specific questions that you may have. But in general, a lot of the times we hear, oh, I'm embarrassed, or it's, you know, it just seems weird, you know, and things like that. And I thought it's not. I mean, we see it multiple times a day, every day. You know, you don't need to have those apprehensions from that standpoint from us, you know. And the way we have it set up at Tri-County here is that, you know, nobody has to even know. Nobody even knows that you're coming back for a colonoscopy unless you want to tell them. And so you don't need to worry about that aspect of it. Yeah, the prep's bad. I'm not gonna. It's not fun. You know, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. But it's not fun. But for those low risk patients, it's once every 10 years. I mean, I can think of a dozen things I've already done today that I do more on a regular basis that I hate doing. You know, so I guess that's why I look at it from that standpoint. I say, hey, listen, you know what? It's a minor inconvenience, you know, if you're normal, low risk, once every 10 years to hopefully prevent having to deal with everything that comes along with colon cancer down the road. And that's not only for you personally as a patient who may have colon cancer, but also for your family, you know, your friends, everything else. And if you can get it done, I say go for it.
I think that's a pretty darn good way to end it. Dr. Travis Swartz with Tri-County Healthcare, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks again. I appreciate being here.